The controversial proposed halibut catch-sharing plan from the National Marine Fisheries Service has caused a rift in Homer between the town's commercial and charter halibut industries. Nowhere was that rift more visible than at Monday night's meeting of the Homer City Council. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
At issue Monday night was a resolution before the Homer City Council that would have directed the city manager to write a letter to NMFS and the U.S. Secretary of Commerce requesting a new socioeconomic impact study be completed before any action is taken regarding the halibut catch-sharing plan. Before the regular meeting began, Councilmember Kevin Hogan came out strongly against the resolution, saying the proposed halibut catch-sharing plan was none of the city's business.
Welcome to the world of federal regulation, you know. The commercial industry has been living with this monster for 15, 16, 17 years now. And the resource needs to be managed biologically and professionally, and that's what this plan is about. It has nothing to do with the city of Homer.
Councilmember Brian Zack is the one who proposed the resolution, and he disagreed with Hogan. He pointed out that local halibut charter operators were hit last year with new limited entry regulations and are now faced with a catch-sharing plan that would likely reduce their bag limit from 2 fish per angler to 1.
It affects Homer. It affects us as a community in Alaska, a remote community. That's what I'm just hoping for, is that we give that opportunity at least tonight for people to be heard. And then, in addition to that, that we actually do follow up with some action.
Dozens of people made themselves heard at Monday night's meeting on both sides of the issue in public testimony that went on for an hour and a half. Jerry Martin, along with her husband Jim, runs North Country Halibut Charters. She said that this year her company collected nearly $50,000 in city and borough taxes.
In these economic times, I would think that the city needs this sales tax revenue as much as I need my livelihood. We need your support to save our industry, and we hope you'll consider this resolution. Thank you.
Many people in the crowd Monday night were commercial fishermen and their families. Buck Lakaitis, chairman of the North Pacific Fisheries Association, told council members that meddling in fish politics is not their job.
With all due respect, you're not qualified to make these decisions. I mean, you're very intelligent people, but this is not the venue to make these decisions. I seriously wonder if you've read, 295 pages of an environmental assessment.
Jenny Espenshade told council members that she is torn between the commercial fishing interests of her family and the interests of her longtime friends in the charter business. She admitted she didn't fully understand the catch-sharing issue.
What I do understand is community. If we let this issue tear this community apart, it will. Homer is a very diverse community. Its economy is very diverse. So as you address this issue, if you can help our friends and neighbors in distress, by all means do so. But please do so in a way that values the diversity of our community and our economy.
In the end, the City Council voted 4-2 against Zach's resolution, with only Howard and Zach in support. The deadline for public comment on the NMFS catch-sharing plan is September 21st. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.